T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Illinois State Representative Blaine Wilhauer. He's a state rep of the 107th District. He's on with us now. Blaine, great to have you on the show today.
Hey, always good to be on, Annie. Appreciate the opportunity. Maybe one of these days we can come on and talk about something good, you think?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, we gotta kind of weed the garden out first, and so we can get the growth that we would love to see in the state of Illinois. I'm reading this article right now on Herald and Review with Rich Miller, and the headline is Madigan's Empire Could Crumble. We've seen investigations surrounding a lot of people who are closely associated with Mike Madigan. You serve in the House there in the state of Illinois. What can you tell us? What do we know about what is taking place in the orbit of the Speaker, Mike Madigan?
Yeah, well, I was on a few weeks ago. We were up in Springfield last month, and we called for a special legislative session to deal with this corruption issue, and it was a real matter of urgency then. But now, looking at this stuff, I mean, you even got Rich Miller coming out and saying it looks bad. It's like a 5-alarm dumpster fire at this point. And you know, here's the thing: you better ask your downstate legislators where they stand on these issues, especially the Democrats in the Metro East. You know, your Monica Bristows, your Katie Stewart, your Nathan Wrights. You know, because to this point, they've been ridiculously silent. And, you know, these aren't complicated issues. I mean, this latest issue, we're talking about rape allegations, ghost payrolling allegations. You know, we're either in this to do the right thing or not, you know. And when you're silent on these issues, you're complicit, you know. You're either siding with the corrupt Chicago machine or you're siding with the people. We need more strong representatives in Springfield. We need help.
We do. Absolutely. You are right on that. We're speaking with Illinois State Representative Blaine Wilhauer. You mentioned some of those allegations that are out here. I'm reading from this article by Rich Miller. It says, I have so many questions. One, who is the rapist and how would this exposure encourage the Quinn administration to help McClain's guy? And then you start reading through all of these, and it's very in the weeds. The details become mundane to the people who don't know who all the players are. The connection to Madigan, though, that hit Madigan's responsibility or lack of responsibility in these corruption stories is what does have a statewide interest. Is the implication here that Mike Madigan has known about a lot of this impropriety and covered it up? Or what is the wrongdoing implied by the speaker?
It's about a culture. I mean, you know, Madigan's getting ready, I think, to celebrate his 35th year as speaker, which that's crazy ridiculous. You know, that much time in there, you get way too powerful. And you create this culture of corruption. You know, these people that are in the leadership, they've been there forever, and they don't really care about public service or protecting the public good. What they care about is power and access. You know, and it's a culture that's been created over generations, and it's enabled by Democrats that keep putting in there. And but in this particular situation, it was, you know, it was on full disgusting display. An email was uncovered by reporters up north where Mike McClain, and it's important to note that Mike McClain is a former Democrat state representative, extremely high-powered lobbyist. And he's unquestionably, everybody in Springfield knows that he's Madigan's number one guy. You know, they wine and dine together. They whisper in each other's ears in the corner booth at Saputo's. You know, huge corporations like ComEd, they pay McClain hundreds of thousands of dollars to get access to Madigan. You know, so then you got this email from McClain to former Governor Pat Quinn, former Democrat governor in Illinois, top staffers. It was basically uncovering, showing McClain he's literally leveraging a state employee's silence about a rape and ghost payrolling in exchange for leniency on disciplinary matters. And the quote in there is, it's completely disgusting. I got it written down here. It's this quote from McClain that says, to this Quinn staffer, says, but Gary, for God's sakes, don't let this disciplinary meeting get out of hand. this man's a good compliance person. As I told you, the AG's office and the sheriff love working with him. And he's kept his mouth shut on Jones's ghost workers, the rape in Champaign, and the other items. He's loyal to the administration, and that's a problem. Man. Yeah, loyal to the administration, not loyal to this, you know, potential rape victim, you know, not loyal to the public duty, you know, putting people on ghost payrolls and covering it up. But he's loyal to the corrupt system, and that's a huge problem. And it just shows how just sick and backwards these people are, and, you know, hopelessly immoral that they're comfortable talking about this kind of stuff to high-level people, Yeah. I mean, that's unbelievable. We don't stand for this stuff in our part of the state, for sure. And I think there's some good folks up north that do too. But man, if we're not gonna stand up boldly against it, though, no matter what party you're from, there's no chance. If we can't be strong here in our part of the state, we can't be strong anywhere. That's why it's so important to send good leaders that have the boldness, the courage, and the independence to stand up to these people. You know, if these folks down here in the Metro East, if they had an ounce of independence, they'd say enough's enough to Madigan.
We're talking with
Illinois, leading the charge.
Yeah.
State Rep Blaine Wilhauer. This is Ryan Wiggins, by the way. Is this corruption? You know, we broadcast from St. Louis, so we talk about Illinois more on this show than most do. But is this breaking through with the voters of different parts of Illinois? And I know you're not in Chicago, but especially the northern part of the state. Is this breaking through? Is this something that people know about?
It's I think it's finally starting to break through a little bit because the Chicago media has finally really picked up on it. WBEZ up there they've done great investigative reporting, but it all comes back to the federal Justice Department had to come in and open this stuff up, expose some of this stuff. You know, that's why it's so important that that Donald Trump gets reelected, because if he loses and the Democrats take over the Department of Justice again, this stuff goes away again. You know, I think it is starting to get some traction. Everybody knows Illinois is corrupt. Everybody knows that we've got big problems, but, you know, they don't feel it every day like we do in Southern Illinois. You know, and that's the thing. A lot of these bad policies that are put in place because of some of this pay to play type stuff, it overwhelmingly affects us down here. We don't have a world city, you know, with all the opportunity. We can't thrive in spite of bad government, you know. So I think that people are starting to get hold. But like I said before, if we can't be strong in our part of the state, though, and make sure that we're sending bold and courageous leaders up there, then we don't really have anything to complain about. So people need to go out and vote. You know, they need to send a message to these people, both in March and the primaries, and especially in November. And, you know, there's also a big time opportunity in November to vote against this progressive income tax increase too. That's going to force some tough conversations in Springfield.
Blaine, let me ask you a quick question here, because you and I are roughly the same age, so we're both extremely young, and you decided to get involved in politics in the state of Illinois, and here I am being in my mid-30s talking about it on the airwaves for the Illinois audience we have, and also a lot of people in St. Louis who care about the success and the health of the state of Illinois. Why did you get into it? What made Blaine Wilhauer decide to try to be Illinois State Representative Blaine Wilhauer? And what would you say, or what advice would you give to anybody listening right now who's been sick of it, doesn't know what to do, but would like to do something?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a business guy. I've always had a, you know, kind of a desire to serve. Maybe not in politics so much, but when you look at Illinois, you see abundant opportunity. You know, we have everything that we need to survive. You know, or to thrive, whether it's geographic location, infrastructure. You know, we should be making things in Illinois. You know, we can make things here and get them with our rivers and our lakes and our interstates. Every major railway comes through Illinois. We can get things efficiently anywhere in the world, but, you know, there's only one problem, and it's bad. It's generational bad policy and generational bad leadership. That's what's holding us back here. You know, I'm not even asking to get us to a point where we're number one on any of these things, you know, any of these good government, good business stuff. If we just got in the middle of the pack.
Maybe not last.
You know, our,
yeah.
Yeah, just don't be last on every economic measure. If we got in the middle of the pack, we would thrive. And, you know, I see that. I see a lot of opportunity here. There is a lot of good people here. We've traditionally had a great workforce, and, you know, that all that stuff is suffering now, and there's just way too much to offer in Illinois. And plus, you know, I grew up on a farm. We're family farmers and in the agriculture and construction industry, and that's kind of hard to pick up and move. So it's either a deal you stay and fight, or you move on. Somebody's got
to
do it.
So if somebody wants to stay and fight, and they're hearing what you're saying, and they're like, "That's exactly the way I feel," you did something about it. Mm-hmm. What do you suggest that somebody who has no idea where to start? Where do they go to get involved and make an impact?
There's a lot of good things that you can do. You can make a big difference, you know, from school board, city council, county board. But you can also make a big difference right now by there's a lot of good people running for the legislature in the Metro East area. Amy Ellick's name comes to mind. Yeah. Go volunteer for her campaign. You know, go knock on some doors for her. We need good people in Springfield. That's a really good place to start, you know. Follow us on social media. You know, we've got all kinds of opportunities coming up to help and to serve. But we've got to increase our numbers at the end of the day. You know, we've got to have more of a voice in Southern Illinois.
State Representative Blaine Wellhauer, thank you so much for talking to you. We're going to direct people to your Facebook page, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Annie. Appreciate the opportunity.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.